Welcome to the Your Time Is Up, My Time Is Now edition of the Block Party for the week of December 15th, 2009. Whatever time it is, you can find me through the iTunes feed, the link at the upper left, or the dedicated webpage of www.blockpartypodcast.com. We start this episode with another sign that the new game show renaissance is upon us. The long-rumored cancellation of As the World Turns was officially announced this week by CBS. The final episode is going to air September of 2010, ending its 54-year run on CBS. According to Lynn Leahy, the editorial director of Soap Opera Digest, the move does not come as a surprise for daytime industry observers. Still, it's a punch in the gut for fans, she said recently in the Los Angeles Times. This is a show they've been holding near and dear to their hearts for decades. So, what does this announcement mean for us game show fans? This announcement is the third in recent weeks that bode very, very well for us. We had the bombshell announcement that Oprah Winfrey is going to be stopping her production of her talk show in 2011. And in a more recent development, Bonnie Hunt's talk show is leaving the air if this season this coming May. That is 3 hours of programming that has to be filled. In the short term, rumors are flying that Sony and Michael Davies' production of The Million Dollar Pyramid is back from the dead. The Dating Game and Pressure Luck are names that are also being bandied about. Now, the recent revival of Let's Make a Deal has shown that a solid game show can work in daytime and gain an audience. I don't think court or talk shows will be the answer, as evidenced by Judge Judy being the only show in the top 25 of syndicated shows from TVByTheNumbers.com is where I got that information. Also from TVByTheNumbers.com, other soap operas have similar ratings as the World Turns. So I'm looking at a chart from the week of November 23rd to 27th, so let me translate it for you. The top dog in soap operas is Young and the Restless with about 4.9 million viewers. Bold and the Beautiful is second at 3.2 million, and Days of Our Lives, the only one left on NBC, has 3.1 million viewers. Now, the 4th to 7th, which is General Hospital, All My Children, One Life to Live, and As the World Turns, has a variation of about 200,000 viewers from General Hospital's 2.667 million to All My Children's 2.618 million, One Life to Live's 2.461 million, and As the World Turns, 2.416 million. Now, soap opera genres are in deep trouble as a genre. All My Children is moving to Los Angeles to save $10 million in production costs, according to that same Los Angeles Times article I quoted you earlier. Also, One Life to Live is rumored to be in deep trouble as well. The answer, in my opinion, has to be game shows. And we will see even more of them over the next 2 years in both syndication and on networks. While I feel sorry for the longtime fans of these shows, game shows have been shown to be profitable and cheaper to produce than soaps. The bottom line is game shows are coming back in a big way over the next 2 years, and you can count on that. What we also counted on was an exciting finish to this season of The Amazing Race, and we did get it as Megan and Shane kept it together to cross the finish line at Casa de Shenandoah, a.k.a. Wayne Newton's crib, and win the $1 million prize. Sam and Dan finished second, and Brian and Erica finished third. The teams went from Prague and the Czech Republic to Las Vegas, where the final challenges included rappelling down the side of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, and I know certain people who would definitely not like that one, bungeeing to receive a bouquet of flowers from the stage of Cirque du Soleil's Love at the Mirage Hotel, counting $1 million exactly in various amounts of poker chips, and meeting Mr. Las Vegas Wayne Newton himself at Suite 88 in the MGM Grand Hotel. The challenges in the final leg had the right balance of physical and mental. I would have liked to have seen the final leg memory challenge, which we've seen in a lot of recent Amazing Races, but the poker chip counting challenge was a very nice and appropriate touch for the final city in this leg, which was Las Vegas. Megan and Shane deserve to win this. I didn't pick them, but they deserved it. The other two teams had mental breakdowns at different stops along the way, while Megan and Shane kept it together enough to win this. They won 7 legs on this trip and dominated this race. This season was another high-quality adventure, and the 16th edition of The Amazing Race coming up in February should be no exception. I can't wait. I know 2009 hasn't ended yet, but the first bomb of 2010 has already been announced, and it hasn't even aired yet. It's going to be called Conveyor Belt of Love, which is debuting on ABC January 4th. And yes, it's produced by Endemol, which brought us the classic show this summer called Dating in the Dark. Let me give you a little taste of the concept. 5 women get a look at 30 guys as they pass by on a conveyor belt. They are given 60 seconds to impress them. If a woman is interested in someone, that man will step aside and wait as the rest of the men go by. But if another man comes by on the belt who seems better than that woman's first choice, she can swap out the man waiting off the belt as many times as she wants until the last man has passed by. Okay, if 2 or more of the women are interested in the same man, the tables turn, and the man on the conveyor belt gets to choose which one he would like to wait for. After all 30 men have made it through the conveyor belt of love, each woman is left with her final choice as she embarks on a date in hoping of finding a true connection. Will these 5 women be happy with their choices? Yes, they should have called this one Sushi Platter Conveyor Belt of Love. Oh my God, this concept is terrible. Terrible, oh boy. We are seeing signs that both major entertainment unions may repeat a mistake, which led to the infamous 2007 writer's strike. Variety is reporting that the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA are facing a looming deadline within the next 2 months if they're going to negotiate together on the primetime feature contract with the major networks. The performers' unions haven't taken formal steps toward joint bargaining, even with SAG obligated to begin 7 weeks of negotiations with AMPTP on October 1st. The current contracts with SAG and AFTRA, the master contracts which were negotiated separately for the first time in 30 years, both expire June 30th, in 2011. After President Roberta Reardon has held informal discussions recently with SAG President Ken Howard about the issue, she admitted that a decision by AFTRA will probably be made before the end of the first quarter, given that both unions require several months for the wages and working conditions process of meetings with members to hammer out the contract proposals prior to the start of bargaining. We had a lot of internal discussion about joint negotiations, but we haven't formalized anything, she told Daily Variety. We would do it if it were something that's to the advantage of all our members, SAG declined to comment on Reardon's statements. Reardon noted that AFTRA is also facing looming expirations on 2 of the other major contracts, Sound Recordings, which expires June 30th, 2010, and Network Code, which ends on November 15th, which affects us because the code, the net code, covers about $400 million in annual earnings from dramatic programs and syndication or outside primetime, daytime serial dramas, game shows, hint, hint, talk shows, variety and musical programs, news, sports, reality shows, and promotional announcements. It's going to be very interesting to see if they do negotiate together. They should do that because they need to negotiate from a position of strength. Quick hits time, people. ABC has ordered a U.S. version of What, Where, When, the number one Russian game show that next year will mark its 35th anniversary. Merv Griffin Entertainment is producing the project tentatively titled The Six after the number of contestants on the show. January 28th, America's Best Dance Crew and Taking the Stage will return to MTV. History Channel will have Top Shot blow onto the airwaves in 2010. This is going to be a 10-episode competition challenge where contestants will compete in historical shooting competitions like sniper shooting or Wild West shootouts. If you have a Wii and have a fashionista in your house, Project Runway is going to debut in March. Jeopardy! Clues, which were filmed in the Galapagos Islands, debuted this past week. They were filmed during the trip where 25 Jeopardy! Contest winners flew with Alex to the remote location. Looks like fun. Ellen DeGeneres is debuting as an American Idol judge during Hollywood Week. Wheel of Fortune is returning to Sweden, in January. Top Chef finale, where Michael Voltaggio beat his brother Brian, had virtual viewing parties online December 9th. The date where Bob Eubanks is going to host a celebrity edition of the Newlywed Game is going to be January 7th. Anna Lambert will play the finale of So You Think You Can Dance on December 15th. And Mark Burnett has added this to his resume. He's going to produce Design Star for HGTV. That's all for this time around. This is Jason Block wishing all my Jewish friends a happy Hanukkah. And I am at Twitter at beattheblock. Twitter.com/beattheblock. And don't just play fair, play to win. The Block Party Podcast is a production of GameshowNewsNet.com, copyright 2009. My recording engineer is Ivy Reisner. The opinions expressed in the Block Party Podcast do not necessarily reflect those opinions held by GameshowNewsNet.com as a whole. Some of the music provided for today's podcast was provided by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.